All right. Well, let's begin, Elva, with an event that will fill the walls with one of Silver City's most well-known artists.
There's a special exhibit at Western New Mexico University's McCrae Gallery. And it commemorates one of Silver City's great artists, John Sturmer, with a retrospective exhibit. Sturmer, who would have been 100 in 2020, is one of the driving forces behind the creation of Silver City and Grant County's transformation into a premier arts community in the 70s and 80s. The Lines of Force exhibition honors and shows off Sturmer's work. We are going to fill the walls, Sturmer's daughter Dorothy said about the event.
And moving on to some footprints in the sand, well, in the gypsum anyway, you have to wonder, if we keep digging, how much more is there to find?
I think it's endless. At White Sands National Park, earlier this year, we covered the exciting discovery of many ancient footprints found in the park, human and otherwise. And now, in a fascinating update for November, scientists have realized that some of those footprints reveal human habitation of the area much earlier than previously thought, beginning at least 23,000 years ago. White Sands also contains the world's largest known collection of Ice Age fossilized footprints in the world.
And let's move over to the boot heel of the state.
In the little town of Rodeo, which is near the New Mexico-Arizona border and in the boot heel, the Chiricahua Art Gallery will be welcoming visitors to the November holiday show on November 13th and 14th. There will be greetings, lots of art, great music provided by Dennis and Christina Hainish, guitarist Billy Chadbourne, and Sue Burkhart. It will be a good weekend for a road trip adventure to the southwestern corner of the state, especially if you've never been there before. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And moving back up to where we started, Silver City.
The Silver City Main Street program has been very busy this year. And it continues to flow strong with events all the time. They support the community businesses ceaselessly. Recently, Carlos Callejo and Blanca Aldana, with the help of others, have created a mural about the area heritage and activity, which was funded through the New Mexico Department of Tourism's Clean and Beautiful Grant Program.
Finally, it's time to close out the writing contest.
Right. We had several pieces in our October issue, which are certainly worth going back and visiting if you haven't read them. And so the final entries that are winners is a poem called Greasewood, which brings back some of New Mexico childhood memories, and a story called The Fall of Winter by Ephraim Carrasco, who takes us back to his 17th year as he transitions from a well-behaved high school student into a young man attending college at New Mexico State University and his adventures there that brought on the fall in the story.
Well, we've still got a few more weeks of fall, but we're starting to feel a little bit more of a chill in the air off and on. So time to bundle up and sit back with your November issue of Desert Exposure. Thank you, Elva, for the preview. And where can folks find it?
There are several local businesses that Desert Exposure can be found at. It's a free publication. You can come to the Las Cruces Bulletin office or visit DesertExposure.com to catch up on the latest Southern New Mexico events and celebrations.
Have a wonderful month.
Thanks, Casey. You too.